We have just completed a laboratory analysis at our food science labs that you will find to be critically important. It's an analysis of the ability of water filters to remove cesium isotopes. Here, I just have a few on my desk right here. But we tested a huge number. What is the exact number here? I don't know. Like 25 plus water filters, off-the-shelf filters, the gravity drip filters, and others, high-end, low-end, ones that you can buy online, ones that you just buy through regular retailers, whatever. We tested all these water filters to remove cesium. As you know, cesium-137 is the most dangerous isotope that you find in radioactive fallout following nuclear terrorism or a nuclear war. It's cesium-137, which has about a 29-year half-life, that has rendered the land around Chernobyl here toxic and unusable since 1986. And by the way, it will be unusable for farming for 300 years, or technically 290 years. So we've only just begun the countdown on that. So if you want to know what water can you drink or what will filter out cesium isotopes in water following a nuclear event, then you're going to want to tune in as we release those results publicly after having tested, again, over 24 off-the-shelf water filters for their ability to do this. We've used ICP-MS testing at our laboratory, which is inductively coupled plasma mass spectrometry. It's the same instrument that we use to test for lead and cadmium, arsenic, mercury, and so on in food items. We have conducted testing. First, we actually made a contaminated supply of water, quite a large amount, I don't know, 30 plus gallons, using a stable isotope of cesium, which was cesium-133, by the way. And then, because of course we're not going to handle cesium-137, so we use stable cesium, so it's the same element, just has, slightly different mass. And then we tested the ability of all of these filters to remove that cesium, and what we found shocked us. We started with a concentration, I'm just checking my notes here, of about, looks like a little over 78,000 parts per billion, or 78 ppm, as is known. And then we tested all the filters for their ability to remove that cesium. We found that some filters achieved a near 100% removal. Other filters failed miserably. And what shocked me the most is that there are some filters that are advertised as filtering out radioactive water that actually failed our tests. And the filters that perform the best in our test, turns out, are filters that don't even emphasize any ability to filter out, you know, radiation in water, which really means radioisotopes that are pollutants in water. So this is really shocking information to me. I'm looking at the numbers right here. We're going to release this information in a special video segment here on Brightown.com coming out Wednesday, June 14th. So it's not that far away. And we're going to give you the very best water filters. We'll name the brands that perform the best in our tests. And we will give you an overview of some of the failed results, although I'm not here to hammer brands that failed, but rather to highlight the brands that did very well. And by the way, there was one brand that we tested that we couldn't get any water to go through it. So we don't really have test results for that brand. It's a fairly popular brand. We're willing to test it again if that company would send us a unit that we could test. But there's one that just failed. There just no water came through, period, which is very odd. It's like the filter got clogged up or something. One of the surprising things is that one of the filters that perform the best is rather inexpensive. It only costs about $35 online. And here, you guys, show camera one. It's this filter right here. We'll tell you about this filter next week. We don't sell that filter, by the way. I was absolutely shocked that it performed so well in this test, because other filters that look exactly the same, that are in the same price range, other filters failed miserably. In a similar fashion, some of the more high-end, higher-cost gravity drip filters, some of them performed extremely well also, by the way, very well. And then there's this other one here, which we'll talk about when I do the full report on this, that also did very well. So the thing is, the performance that we were able to show in the laboratory using ICP-MS, you know, mass spec instrumentation, with our ISO accredited lab, by the way, the performance has nothing to do, it seems, with how these products are positioned or marketed or the claims that are made by the marketers or promoters of these products. That's what's shocking to me. In other words, there was no correlation whatsoever between a product claiming to remove radiation and its actual ability to do so. And the winners in this were ones that don't even tout this ability whatsoever. So I promise you I would do this for you. It took a little longer than I had anticipated. And the reason this matters is because, of course, we may be facing nuclear terrorism, a nuclear false flag. We may be facing nuclear war. So fallout is a very real risk right now for all of us. And if you don't want to drink radioactive cesium-137 in, you know, fallout water, you need to know how to filter it out. And we're going to give you those answers right here on Brighteon.com. So stay tuned. Watch my channel on Brighteon. My channel's called HR Report. This information will first be exclusively released on my channel on Brighteon.com Wednesday, June 14th. And then I'm sure it's going to set off a lot of questions and a lot of requests to test other things, but, you know, whatever, and maybe some legal threats too. Who knows? It's so funny. Every time I release test results, like somebody's not happy about it and they threaten to sue us and, you know, we tell them to go pound sand. We are an ISO accredited laboratory. We've run the tests. We have the results. We're going to share them with you publicly. And this is going to help save lives. So stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com.